This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The music, Hail to the Chief. He definitely beats to the sound of his own drum, and he didn't care that a lot of allies were telling the president it was a big mistake, and a former president said that it also was a big mistake. What am I talking about? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Iran, 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 of course. He says, forget the Iran deal. And, you know, it's interesting, because by ripping up the Iran deal, certainly that shows North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, that to deal with the United States can be dicey, perhaps. Trump decided to pull out of the Iran agreement because he feels as though we can't make these empty threats. And he says, when I make promises, I keep them. That's the message. You got to give him credit for that. Absolutely. And his plan on the Iran deal means what? Missile technology, human rights, sanctions relief. He wants a couple of things. He has four major problems with the Iran deal. You want to know what they are? That it didn't address the ballistic missile program. It didn't stop Iran's misbehavior in the Middle East. Well, I agree with that for sure. Provisions of the agreement expire after 10 to 15 years. Uh-huh. It rewarded Iran by unfreezing its assets frozen by years of U.S. sanctions. And I think that was a mistake. The idea that we didn't keep our foot on the pedal when finally it was starting to work, I thought was really ridiculous. Really ridiculous. And to trust that everything was happening and not, and even with inspections, that it would be all okay, I think was naive. Wouldn't it be great if it was? But some people think it's the wrong way to go. Because it could be that you say, well, look, one president makes one agreement and then it's not good for the next one. And does it undermine North Korea's perception that they can trust the U.S. to maintain an agreement? Meaning changing the policies every 4 to 8 years. But, of course, we don't have a dictatorship. So it's kind of a mixed reaction to the Prez and the Iran deal, saying rip it up, forget it. The U.S. is out of the Iran deal. For better or worse, that's exactly where we sit. Speaking of better or worse, the president's lawyer, Michael Cohen, in the news because he allegedly got $500,000 from a Russian-linked firm. So Rudy Giuliani thought he was on damage control last weekend. He's going to really be on it this time around. The payment that he supposedly received was from a company linked to Victor Vesselberg, something like that. What you need to know is he was a bad dude. He is a Russian oligarch and had a ton of money that he just spread around however he felt like it. And did that money go into the hands of Michael Cohen? Supposedly what Cohen's people are saying is, so what? He was hired as a business consultant. That's what the deal is. And in the meantime, the Stormy Daniels affair still hangs in the balance. Daniel Avenatti, who represents Stormy Daniels in the lawsuit, trying to free her from a non-disclosure agreement that kept her from sharing her affair, she claims, with the press, was deposited into a shell company owned by Cohen. And we know those stories by now. And it wired Daniels a $130,000 payment. So it still is one of those situations of you prove it, and what does that mean, and so on and so forth down the line. But in a typical legal settlement, a client pays money to a lawyer's client trust, lawyer's client's trust account, and the lawyer then forwards the funds. So that is pretty common. I've checked with several attorneys to say, well, you know, it does, of course it seems odd and you can talk about it, but wouldn't you normally do that? Wouldn't that be how that the payments are handled? And the attorneys that I've spoken with, and certainly knowing some attorneys in my own family, they say that is a legitimate practice. So I think we're going to be hearing about this whole Stormy Daniels thing for a while longer, but does it actually nail Cohen to the wall or not? I guess that's the big question. The or not part of it, I suppose. And there's a good chance, you know, I said in an earlier hour on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a definite, you'd go to prison, to 8, he may be in that 8 range. Because too many strikes and looking under the hood and pushing around enough, there may be something that falls out that just doesn't match up. By the way, how about this for the Pence family? Mike Pence's brother wins the Republican nomination for the Indiana congressional seat. At least that's what's being projected. Greg Pence had never run for office. He serves as the finance chairman of a Senate campaign. And Mike Pence tweeted congratulations to his brother, but how about that? He's the eldest of six Pence siblings and the owner of antique malls in southern Indiana. Wow, he's supposedly blunt, candid, like that with his family. So there could be another Pence in D.C. Good chance that we see another one. But he gets the nomination. That's the key part of this. Getting the nomination is the first part. Then getting through that is the second part. Right? Of course. Of course it is. I like to say that we're all about what you're talking about in your backyard, and what you're talking about in your backyard is certainly that, mentioning what happened in the elections and this Russian oligarch, what do we know, and about payments to Michael Cohen. And I suppose the more they dig, and if they can connect the dots, the more something happens, but it may be a walk-away situation. It might not be. Who knows? And I have pretty good sources at the Pentagon, and it seems like everybody's talking out of both sides of their mouth. It feels that way to me anyway. Right. Massive confusion. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to talk to my pal in a couple of segments, Sue Schlachman, about powerful ways to communicate with people who are completely different from you and have nothing or very little in common with you. Stay with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That. So you're over the shock. Cohen paid $500,000 from the oligarch after the election. Ooh. Will he go to jail or not? Sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? And it is a soap opera. That's what it is coming out of D.C. Who knows? I think the big story out of D.C. is the Prez nuking the Iran deal and then the former President Obama saying, basically, it wasn't the right move to make. That this wasn't the right way to go. But the bottom line is, they're going to limit the damage that could possibly happen from Iran ever becoming a nuclear power. So see, there is no in-between. You either think the deal was crummy from the get-go, and it wasn't the right way to go, and you can't trust Iran, or you think the opposite, that wouldn't it be great if we could go to the dance with the devil in the blue dress and trust it would all work out. And President Trump didn't trust that it would all work out, said the deal was defective at its core. So it's a pullout. It's not happening. Despite others that were trying to push for that to happen. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it appears the Trump White House has no plans going forward. He opposed the deal negotiated by President Barack Obama's administration and the world powers in 2015, however. So there you go. There are others that believe it. You know, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the deal was flawed from the beginning, and we can do better. You know, I heard an interesting McConnell reference by the comedian Kathleen Madigan. She said he was like a turtle and that just couldn't move his head. She's making a point that who are the people in Washington who are running the country, especially in Congress? They seem to stay forever and ever. But that's for a discussion of another sort and another time here on ATN. We've talked about that many, many, many times about term limits. Okay, so we move to something else. How about this? Google is unveiling a new set of robots that sound like humans. I don't know if I think that's really cool and a technological breakthrough or really scary. But the Google CEO broke a different barrier in artificial intelligence, unveiling a voice assistant that sounds exactly like a human voice. Even the cadence, everything. The context, the unclear answers, apparently they can understand it. An assistant that makes reservations with a restaurant, a hair salon, and two recorded phone calls. And the people on the other end having no idea they were talking to a voice that was being activated artificially. Even some oohs and ahs were thrown in to sound more human. I don't know. You know, technology is going to go where it's going to go. And I'm going to say there's so much I like about technology, but it is kind of crazy. You know, you wonder, where does this top out at? But, hey, an assistant that sounds like an assistant, that like a human that can set up things, that can do whatever you need it to do, could be a good thing in some ways, right? I mean, look, they have robots now that they're working on and are already available at the Sheraton in San Gabriel in Los Angeles. Think of L.A., and it's right there. They have robots that will deliver, and maybe it's only one or two, but will deliver food to your room. Room service by a bot. Wow. Crazy. Absolutely crazy to think about it. And they say it's not going to take away jobs of the humans. I think that's always the big concern. How many jobs do you lose when a robot replaces a human? And the answer is, I have no idea. I don't know. It depends on how sound it is, how sound the technology is. I mean, there's even been this discussion about the baristas at Starbucks, that you could have a bot do that. They could sling how many cups of coffee an hour. Starbucks has 20,000 rather locations. They say they're not going to put a bot out there, but there is Cafe X, which is a startup with a new robotic barista designed to do exactly that. Grab up that coffee. Fully operational cafe beneath a six-axis animatronic arm. Customers place orders on a kiosk touchscreen or through the app, receive a text when the drink is ready, or after a minute of preparation, and bada bing, they actually haven't had a lot of problems with it. So if there are more baristas like that, I don't know, how much longer can they fend that off? Would Starbucks go to at least maybe a robot or two? It does seem to work pretty smoothly, but I don't know that it would always be that way. And plus, you're talking about $25,000 for one of the bots. So you'd have the maintenance of that. You have to have how many in a place like a Starbucks where it's pretty jammed. I would say, you know, I'd say it's you definitely would have to have a really busy area, but you'd have to be sure that the bot could do it without crashing into everything else. How about that? have to happen. By the way, as we do that traversing thing that I was talking about at the top of the show, we move kind of back and forth to D.C. It's like the tide. It pulls us in one direction and pulls us in another direction. But there are some political reports to announce, like Don Blankenship concedes in West Virginia's Republican primary race, while the vice president's brother wins Indiana's U.S. House primary, and North Carolina congressperson Virginia Fox advanced again through a Republican primary in the district she represents in northwestern North Carolina. Those are the big ones, anyway. I guess we could put this one in there, too. Republican Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, one of the best-known politicians, and Democrat Richard Cordray, who headed a federal consumer protection agency, if you remember, in the Obama administration, are into their third career matchup. So November's general election will feature two moderates who fought off challenges from the Republican right and the Democratic left. How about that? DeWine's victory over Kasich's Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor followed a very expensive campaign in which Taylor likened DeWine's record to that of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and questioned his loyalty to President Donald Trump. But all of that backfired and didn't matter and didn't work. So how about that? And the 71-year-old served two terms in the U.S. Senate. He was endorsed by the Ohio Republican Party and was bolstered by his partnership with the Republican Secretary of State. Isn't it who you know? It's who you know and how you can get it done. So obviously there was a way to get it. There was a way to get it done, I guess. You know, that's how to say that. I think the Blankenship deal was a big deal. Conceding in that West Virginia race, it was a big deal. 89% of the vote counted. Blankenship was third with 20% to State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey's 35 and Evan Jenkins' 29%. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next as we hop the fence here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How excited I am to welcome Stu Schlachman to this show, because Stu is, in my opinion, in the United States, one of the top sales expert gurus when it comes to moving your people, moving your product, moving your thought leadership. And in fact, his book is tremendous. It's called The Four People You Should Know. And I want to make sure I get the subtitle right, because it really nails the essence of who he is, how to connect for exceptional sales, customer service, and yes, unified teams. Because if you don't have a unified team, what do you have? Thank you so much, Stu, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it.
So let's talk about that. What you did in your book that I thought is so brilliant, and what you talk about, is personalities, but you assign colors to the personality. So explain how that works.
Well, it's really easy to remember a face with a name with a color. For instance, I'm orange, Kate, you're orange. It's also easy to remember the characteristics of a color. So that's why I use orange, green, gold, and blue. And so like orange is the competitive nature, the outgoing, likes to be the center of attention. You know, when I'm done talking about me, I'll let you talk about me. In fact, I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say next. Where the green is more the analytic. You know, the blue is the amiable. The blue is the person who welcomes the new team member. They want peace and harmony, cooperation, collaboration. And the gold is the director, the structure, the discipline, the organizer. I mean, that person is always punctual, which is the opposite of the orange personality.
Yes. So in talking about these personalities, is when you build teams, because one of the last line I said in that subtitle is unified teams, how important is it to structure your teams that way? I mean, what if you have a team full of all oranges, or a team that were all analytical, what you call green, would they work as well together?
No. You need a diversified team. You need every color on the team so that we leverage our strengths to minimize our weaknesses. Because if we had a team of just oranges, we'd be herding cats all day. You know, And if you had a team of all blues, they'd be doing group hugs every 5 minutes. You know, the greens would be debating all the time, and the golds would be struggling for power and control. So when you have a team that's diversified, they leverage every one of their strengths, and they understand each other. The problem is we look at life through our own eyes, our perspective, instead of the other person's perspective. So if we understand the other three personalities, then we adjust accordingly, and then we leverage our strengths. That's the most important thing we can do.
Yeah, and leveraging your strengths, it's interesting that you say that, Stu, because, you know, I always say this, everybody's in sales, and a lot of times people will balk at that. No, I'm not in sales. That's not true. If you are a homemaker, if you are, you know, somebody who works in the publishing world, but you don't necessarily deal on the front, quote, sales end, you're still selling ideas. You're still getting people to come on board with you. If I say this all the time, I have to sell my husband on what we're going to eat for dinner because he wants steak and I want chicken. So I got to make, you know, it look really, really appetizing to him. And it's so important when you talk about sales and relationships and people, right? Because when you're assessing that, there really is an advantage to understanding the other person, isn't there?
Yes. And by the way, selling is simply the transfer of emotions from one person to another. And so 85% of our success comes from emotional intelligence, only 15% from IQ.
Wow.
So it's how we behave with other people that counts more than anything else. 90% of high performers have high emotional intelligence.
So that's interesting because then that's definitely what you're looking for or looking to pick out or grow, I guess, in people. Because I think the more knowledge you have, the more information you have, the more you can apply your book and what you're talking about and knowing other people and getting the right mix. And even, I guess, I would say I wish I had this information, let's say, when I got out of school and I was doing job interviews, because I would understand the personality of the person across from me. And even though I would know maybe I was a right fit, they'd have to understand through their lens that I was a right fit. And you mentioned it. So being an orange, maybe you would talk too much. Maybe you wouldn't have that grace to let them answer the questions, you know, ask more questions or have more of that dialogue between you. Or if you're analytical and you're dealing with somebody who's a little bit more of an orange, if you get lost in the facts when you're trying to do a job interview and get hired, maybe you put a different impression out there.
Exactly. And so if we understand the other personalities, we become flexible and we start to adapt. You know, for instance, the golds and the oranges tend to do the talking. And they're direct. Blues and greens are indirect in nature, less assertive. They tend to ask questions. Greens about information, blues about the person, where the golds and the oranges like to do the talking. Oranges talk about themselves more than anything else. Golds talk about the company or the project and what they need to get done. So we need to understand that it's all about communication. All four styles are different. It's about motivation, it's about decision-making, and it's about values. We have different values. All four personalities value different things.
Yeah, what's it been like when you're out there, and because, of course, you're an author, and then you're out there speaking as well. When you get into these groups, are people surprised sometimes what they turn out to be? Because I know you have an assessment for that.
Yes, they are. And I tell them when they take the assessment to be totally honest, because if you're not, it's not going to give an accurate depiction of who you really are. But when people take it honestly, they're shocked at how accurate it is.
Wow. So, like, give us an example. What would be maybe one of the questions you would ask?
Question is, how do you make decisions? Fast, slow, from the heart, from the head, from the gut? Do you need a lot of information to make a decision? How do you view risk? Oranges love risk. Blues avoid it. Golds assess it. Greens calculate it. You know, what do you value? Do you value excitement and competition? That's an orange. Do you value people and friends? That's a blue. Do you value organization and structure? That's a gold. And greens, ideas and new information. So they're all different. I was reading a book on emotional intelligence, and this guy, the funny story, I think the author was Mitch Anthony, and he said, a guy falls off his bike, and the blue comes up and says, are you okay? Can I help you? The gold comes up and says, when did you learn how to bicycle? In fact, you better get up. We're going to be late. The green says, don't move. You might have internal injuries. And the orange says, cool, nice flip. Can you do it again?
That pretty much tells you exactly what you're saying right there. It illustrates what you're talking about. And do you find that when people take the assessment, when they in these organizations and they start to find out, wow, that really works, does it move the needle? I would think it would move the needle on ROI.
It moves it drastically. In fact, some organizations have charted all their employees and what their colors were in order of the primary, which is tells me the most about you, down to their lowest. And the lowest score is actually your weakness or what you least like to do. So my lowest score is gold. So giving me rules, regulations, and structure is going to drive me crazy. In fact, when I open up an Excel spreadsheet, I break into hives. I can't stand Excel. You know, but golds love Excel, the left brain.
Yeah, you know, I so agree about that because I did it, of course, and what I find is the same thing since I slant toward orange, that I would really want to be your upfront person because I have that likability, the personality, I can talk to anybody. But when you bury me in paperwork, it's not that I can't do it, right. It's that I don't enjoy it, and it takes away from really where I would be the biggest asset.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a good example. It's the motive behind things. For instance, as an orange, I never had time to read books. Well, I read about 80 books a year, but why? It's why I read books. A green reads books to gain knowledge. I read books to get some really good quotes and examples that I could use on the stage so I perform better.
So that makes sense because you have a specific need and you realize that's the way you want to do it. And it's tough. And when, you know, with these different personalities too, we see now in organizations, I think more than ever, technology has helped us, but in some ways it's hurt us because the way we communicate still that's so powerful is face to face or, like we're doing here, obviously.
Right.
And there's more and more of that that happens. And I just had this conversation with someone at Johnson & Johnson where they were saying how they were doing, some things that they weren't, they used to do a lot of face to face and then they stopped doing that, but they found that the ROI wasn't as strong as when they had face-to-face communication in some form. And I think that totally illustrates exactly what you're talking about. So when you pulled this together, what was your biggest aha moment?
I think the biggest aha was that you could really move the needle in sales if you understand how to sell to a green personality and you're an orange or you're a blue selling to a gold, because golds are very direct and bottom line driven. Blues are not. So a blue needs to just become direct, and they might feel like they're insulting the gold, but they're not. The gold wants direct. And golds are decisive where blues are not. So you really need to give the other personality what they want, and then they will buy, and it'll really enhance the relationship. That's the biggest thing I got out of it, was enhancing relationships based on understanding the other person.
Boy, so key. All right, Stu, a couple of seconds left. Tell us where we can get the book.
Well, you can get the book on Amazon. You could also get it on my website, stuschlackman.com.
All right, it's the four people you should know how to connect. I love that. For exceptional sales, customer service, and unified teams. Stu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel.
Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
By now, all of you know how much I love New Orleans, and I've learned how to say it properly, by the way, so you can't make fun of my accent. I am thrilled to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Scott Wolf, or Poppy as he is known to some, those grandchildren, I think, running around New Orleans or outside of it. But what's really cool is he's got a restaurant where the tagline may be the best I've ever heard, America's Busiest Po' Boy Restaurant. And he has all kinds of accolades for, you know, what they're cooking up there, let me tell you, including 2017 GQ magazine, one of my favorite reads every time I go to the doctor, is the best restaurant to get this kind of great grub. Scott, and we barely scratched the surface, and I have many more props to give you, but I want to get to this conversation because I was so thrilled. I met you in Austin just last week, and we were here for Forbes, one of their wonderful insiders forums, and we just happened to have a conversation, and then you started to tell me about your journey and this restaurant and Melba's, and I swear I know I've eaten there. I'm sure I have, right?
Well, you probably have. We can do 1,500 people per day through your site, and we get tourists from all over the country. You know, with VRBO and Airbnb and social media the way it is today, people are venturing outside of the tourist traps now and getting into the neighborhoods. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have been there before.
But here's the thing. So you've done this for 5 years, and you and I talk about numbers all the time, and you say you serve like 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys a day. Is that right?
No, not a day. We do 1,500 people a day, but we sell 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys per month.
Wow.
We sell all the foods in soul food, really kind of like the leader in soul food. We're one of the top 20 restaurants that are searched on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google for the New Orleans market.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
Well, my history goes back to when I was 19 years old. Started a company called Wagner's Meat, who everyone in New Orleans knows about. Our slogan for Wagner's Meat was a chain of convenience stores was you can't beat Wagner's Meat. And we were very popular in New Orleans market up until Katrina, when Katrina had wiped out everything. So Melba's was just our second career. Well, it was a property development that I couldn't find a tenant for, and we put this little concept together, and we opened it up in 2012, and it's been skyrocketing ever since.
Wow. Did you ever think you would have parlayed a disaster of epic proportions, because that's what it was, Katrina, to so many businesses, into now what's been so successful in the restaurant business?
Well, Melba's really is a story from Katrina, because it was a building that was blighted and destroyed from Katrina and abandoned, had never been redeveloped. And when I put the Melba's concept together, I knew that we had to go back and get some of our core employees that we had at Wagner's Meat for the past 35 years. One person we reached out to was Lois Thomas, who has been our cook for a very, very long time. And she's from the Lower Ninth Ward, and she's a great cook and a great employee, great person. And we went searching for her. We had a customer come in that knew Lois, and we said, because nobody had anyone else's phone number. Everybody got displaced, and you lost track of everyone. So this customer who knew us knew Lois, and got Lois on the telephone for me. And I said, Lois, I need you to come down. We opened up this new place. I want you to be my cook. And Lois said, Scott, I had this job up here, and I got married, and I'm, you know, kind of like settling up here. And I said, well, quit your job and come on down here, and we'll find you a place to live, and we'll set you up and everything. And she said, well, let me think about it. And about a month later, she called me back and said, I'm leaving my husband. I'm coming down to New Orleans. And we set her up, and the rest has been history. Lois is the face of Melba's. She does all the TV commercials, and she's a local celebrity now in New Orleans. And we're all having a really good time this time.
I love that story. So when you first decide to do this, that was one of the moves you made. How do you get on the map? I mean, how do you get people to go in? How do you drive people? You obviously had a name because you had the market, etc.
Right.
So that had to be part of it. You obviously are from there. But what else did you have to do to drive people to you?
Sure. Well, New Orleans is actually a small town. It's only 350,000 people. When we had Wagner Meats, we had 10 locations around town. We served 20,000 people per day. So, and we had 300 employees. We did that for 35 years. So we know nearly everyone in the New Orleans market. So when they had discovered that the Wagner Meat people were behind the Melba's, and then we had a core group of management that was from the Wagner days, that word of mouth spread like fire. We did a great job with the food concept. We serve great food. We give good service. And we have a great atmosphere. And we just happen to have a great location as well. So we call it the crossroads of New Orleans, where we have a lot of culture comes together, where you get black and whites that sit down for lunch every day, enjoy each other's company, and then we get tourists through the social media. That's a game changer. The social media we didn't have in the Wagner Meat days. With social media, we're now able to cross-pollinate beyond our normal market, and that's what's bringing tourists to us these days.
Well, you said something interesting, especially where we are culturally. You said we have black and white people sitting together having conversation.
Yeah, that's I think the greatest thing that Melba's has achieved is, you know, on the news, and it seems like in politics, we're told that we hate each other, but at Melba's, when you come in, you don't see that. You see people who are actually in line with each other and forced to sit at each other's tables because of the size of the place, and everyone is having a great time. And that is what I think is the great experiment at Melba's, and when you walk in there, that's the shocking part, I think, to the public, is how is this occurring when we're supposed to hate each other?
Wow. 5 minutes from the French Quarter is where you are, and as you said, it was this wrecked building, abandoned building, because of what happened with Katrina. So pretty easy for people to find, and like you said, social media has really exploded, and that's how people have found you. So customer service has to be super important on your list besides the great cook and the great food.
It is. We have 45 employees, and we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So whenever you think of po' boys at late night, you know, we're one of the few places, quality places, safe places that you can go to and enjoy New Orleans cuisine, soul food, the way your mama used to make it. And, you know, Katrina wiped out a lot of these places. 80% of all the corner stores and all the corner bars and all the corner hardwares were wiped out. So we were able to rebuild Melba's. it put back in play that comfort, that corner market where everybody would come and meet, and you could see the people that you knew and grew up with, and that's what we're getting. Additionally, 100,000 New Orleanians were dispersed that never came back. They went and lived in Houston and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi, and they're all over the country, but they have family still in New Orleans. So that's a new tourism market that is not the traditional tourist that comes to New Orleans. So when they come to New Orleans, they come see their family. They come more often. And when they come see their family, the family says, hey, we found this new place, just like the old days, and it's Melba's.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you've got a couple of books cooking, actually, and speaking of cooking, one of them is a cookbook. Tell us about that.
That's right. We just finished our cookbook, whereby we have a lot of Lois's recipes and Melba's recipes and some of the recipes from my mother, who was a great cook as well. And it's going to press. We should have it by the end of the year. It'll be for sale on our website, for sale obviously in the store. It'll be a PDF version, a Kindle version, as well as a hard copy. And then we'll do a little book tour, and yes, we get ready to start a little cooking show where Lois is going to go on the local television station and do a once-a-month cook show. So we're all really excited about that, and it's good. It's a nice extension to our growth.
Okay, I'm an okay cook. Well, I'm a pretty lousy cook. Tell me something I could make from your cookbook to surprise my husband.
Stuffed bell peppers. You know, a lot of people don't make stuffed bell peppers at home, but it's a good New Orleans cuisine, and the way Lois has the recipe, it's just delicious and very easy to make as well.
Well, so you're going to hide that recipe from me. I'm going to have to get the book, right? Like everybody listening?
Yeah, you got to buy it. Absolutely.
All right. So tell me, with everything that you've learned, and because for people, again, listening in the audience, what's really cool about Scott is I spent some time with he and his wife, Jane, and I found out their story. How old were you when you got married, and how much education?
Well, Jane and I are from public schools. Well, actually, that's not true. Jane is a Catholic school, and I'm public school. And Jane and I are high school sweethearts. We got married. Jane was 15, and I was 17, and we had a young son who is obviously now grown up and has a family of his own. So neither Jane nor I had a formal education, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we actually acquired our first convenience store, which was named Wagner's, which is where the name came from, when I was 19 years old. And then we grew that to a chain of stores, and we actually retired in 2003 prior to Katrina. So this is our second career, and you know, we have just this one location, but we're really having fun with the community and the closer relationship with our employees. This one's fun this time around.
What a pleasure to spend some time with Scott and his wife, Jane Wolfe. I look forward to their book coming out in the near future with Forbes Books. And I'll tell you what, I also look forward to trying those po' boys at Melba's. Man, he had my mouth watering when he was talking about shrimp, and they were talking about roast beef, too, as well. Cannot wait for that. Looks like I might have to put a trip to New Orleans pretty soon on my schedule. Hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.